I was just asked the best question by one of my students in my Peace, Love and Profit program, and it's all about feeling like you're annoying people by running ads. And I can resonate with this question because I used to and still do have a lot of self-doubt or worry what other people think, but it used to be quite bad when I was younger. And I managed to overcome this, and now I don't feel like I'm annoying people or pressuring people or anything when I'm either confidently promoting or advertising my services or doing follow-ups with clients or leads or people who have inquired with me but haven't said yes yet. There is a certain level of confidence that is required in order to put yourself out there and grow your business. And a lot of people shy away from that because of fear of upsetting people, annoying people, being perceived as pushy or arrogant, especially in Australia, you know, with tall poppy syndrome, people feel awkward or uncomfortable about even just putting themselves out there. So I want to share the advice that I gave to this client of mine, and I'll just bring it up. So it's from Sherilyn. She's going through one of the trainings in my program, which shows you and teaches you how to basically dominate your market with ads, so that your business becomes one of the most well-known in your industry, in your area. It's a strategy that I used with my salons, and that's why they grew so quickly. And I also use it in my coaching business, and it's how I've grown my coaching business and my audience to the size that it is, and how I, you know, make sure I'm as well known and liked as I possibly can be in my industry with my marketing to the right people, of course. So she's basically straight up said, my mindset around this is terrible. She said, I feel like I'm going to annoy people with all these ads. Carissa Hill, have you got any tips on how to shift this, please? So I immediately saw that and replied. I was like, okay, this is a great question. I know for a fact that a lot of people deal with this and struggle with this. And as I said before, I also used to have that fear in the beginning as well, until I changed the way that I think. So I said, here's my thoughts that will hopefully reassure you. And I've given her a lot of points. So the first point is that you need to remember that even though you might be running a lot of ads at once, which is what I teach in this strategy, it feels like you're putting so much out there at once and you're going to like maybe spam people or annoy people, but that's not the case because of how Facebook shows the ads and how Instagram shows the ads. So each individual person that sees your ad in the audience that you're targeting, so let's say you're targeting women in your local area, might be an audience of 100 or 200,000 people, each one of those people is probably only going to see one ad from you a day. They're not going to see more than that. They might even not see one every day. They might see one every second day or every third day because of the audience size. And also it depends on how much you're spending. Obviously, if you want to spend a lot more, you could get your ads seen every day. But if there's a large audience and you're only working with a small budget, like not every one of those people is going to see every single one of, they might not even see every single one of your ads. They might only see one of your ads like once or twice. But also the thing with advertising is that people do need to see things from you more than once or twice often to get them thinking about it enough to inquire. So I don't know about you, but sometimes I need to see things that are advertised or promoted like a lot of times before I trust it, before I start thinking about, maybe I do want that, and before I reach out, before I make a purchase. So your clients are out there, they also need to see the same from you. So you're not going to be in their newsfeed constantly. You're not going to be annoying them. And then that leads me to the second point is when you see an ad for something that you're interested in, or even just from a business in general, do you get annoyed? Because I don't. I just see ads and I see them as a part of social media. And if I like something, I'll pay attention to it. And if I don't, I'll scroll past. Or if I really don't like it, I'm just going to click hide. Some people are negative and gross and they will comment bad things on ads, in which case I immediately block those people because I don't have time for people like that. Anyone that is that type of person, I don't want to prove myself to them, and I don't want them in my life because gross. People that are like that are not my people. So I will happily remove them on their behalf. Block, goodbye. Wish you luck with your life. I hope you get happier. So the other, if you do get annoyed by ads in your feed or other businesses advertising, then that's something to look at within yourself. And how can you instead be happy or supportive for other people? Because that can be like a projection thing. If you think that other people advertising is annoying, and you have a belief that ads are annoying, then you're going to think that you are being annoying by advertising. So that's something, that's a belief that you just have to change. Do you see my ads and think that I'm annoying? Do you see other businesses that you like ads and think that they're annoying? If that's the case, then yeah, you will need to change that thought process and just say, well, no, they're just a person that's trying to help people with their services, and advertising's the way to do that. That's just a part of business. Or if you see something that you generally or genuinely are interested in and that excites you, or that you're like, oh yeah, I'm curious about that, or I want to know more about that, or oh, maybe that's the solution to my problem right now, I want to know more about that. You might be a little bit skeptical at first, but you're like, yeah, let me suss it out, let me think about it, let me explore this. That's how I feel when I see an ad that interests me. So it's not about, I don't get annoyed by people advertising. I'm either just like, oh yeah, cool, I'm interested in that, or I'm not. So your audience is going to be exactly the same. So think from the customer's perspective. Okay, next point is, do you feel like you're annoying or needy or not good in any other areas of your life? If so, why? Has anyone ever made you feel that way? So I was such a shy, insecure, anxious child, and look, I still am in a lot of areas of my life. I feel like I can be really confident in my business and showing up online, but in real life, like, I like to blend in. I don't want people to know I exist. I will hide in the back corner of a cafe when I go to work there. I don't like to dress up too much or wear anything that gets attention or get people looking at me when I go in public, because I just don't want the attention. And partly that's, I think, a part of my personality, being just a bit introverted, and also a part of that comes from being picked on and bullied in childhood, or things my parents might have said to me when I was being a little ADHD in the way weird child, which one of my kids currently is, and I'm very conscious of what I say to him because I don't want him to feel bad about himself. But you know, there's things that some people might have said to you, like someone said to me once when I was proud of something that I've done, like, oh, Carissa, you love yourself, like as if it was a bad thing. And that really stuck with me and that really affected me. And then I felt like I wasn't allowed to love myself or be proud of myself for a large portion of my life. I felt bad showing off, showing people what I'd done. Like, that was a really extreme personality shaping comment that kid made. You know, something my mum said was, oh, you just can't do anything right, can you, Carissa? Which sounds horrible. And I know she's aware of it. It was caught on camera. I watched it as a video when I was an adult, and I was like, mum, like, that became my inner voice. What the heck? So she's not that bad now, but you know, sometimes little passive aggressive comments or comments out of frustration from parents or friends or teachers or whatever can really stick with you and affect how you grow up. So, you know, I've had ex-boyfriends and relationships that caused really low self-esteem and insecurity because of comments that were made or actions that were taken. And a lot of that can affect how you show up in your business. And it did affect me for a really long time. It still does. It's still there. But I choose to try to be better than that. I don't want to allow things that other people have said affect how I see myself. And I do a lot of self-work on myself and my own thoughts, even catching myself out when I start spiraling on these things, to remind myself of who I am, who I want to be, what I've done, what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to help people, why, all of that kind of stuff. So if you do have those kind of, you know, I'm annoying or I'm needy or I'm not good enough or I'm this or that kind of thoughts, then once again, that can come into your business, and that's something that you only you can work on or change. Sometimes it involves surrounding yourself with different people, because if you are surrounded by people or even content on social media that's making you feel bad about yourself, like, change it. You are in control, or you can take control. So that's just like a self-esteem, self-confidence thing, that journey that you need to go on, because if you can become more confident within yourself and your abilities, then that will shine through into your business and every other area of your life. Number four is, if people don't want to see the ads, they can hide them. So as I said before, if you get any yucky negative comments from yucky negative people, just block them. They're rude. I don't want them in my life anyway. Some people feel the need to respond professionally and try to explain themselves or defend themselves. I think there's a difference between a genuine question and just like a rude person. So if there is a genuine question, I will answer it on the ads. But if it's just a rude, passive-aggressive or aggressive-aggressive person, I don't have time for those people anymore. I used to go into default people-pleaser, fawning trauma response mode and try to impress them and make them happy and change their mind, change their perspective of me, try to prove myself. And now I am actually just like, I do not have time for these people and I don't want them in my existence or my business. So fare thee well. Number five, do you truly believe that your service is amazing and your business can really help people? That's really important, because if you don't believe in what you sell or what you offer, and you don't think that it's what you do is good enough or can help people, then you will not have the confidence to promote that. So if there's any services that you do that you're just like, I just don't really know if this is that great, then you're not going to be able to confidently promote it and put it out there. Like, you need to know that your stuff is amazing and can really help people. Like, when I first started teaching Facebook and social media ads, I was really kind of like awkward about it, because I knew that what I was doing for myself was working. But I always had this massive fear around, what if it doesn't work for other people? Holy shit, what if I sell a course and people buy it and it doesn't work for any of them and it's terrible and everybody hates it? Or they think I'm, like, because I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I had so much of that, and I was, but then I built the confidence over time. Like, once people started working with me and implementing my methods and getting results and loving it and telling me, you know, that they loved it, that's what built my confidence over time. And now I'm so confident in what I do and what I sell that I'm like, yes, I can help you get more clients. Yes, I can help you grow your business. So I feel like I need to take that energy. I do take that energy. I put it into my marketing. I put it into my ads. And I'm like, babe, let me help you. Stop just doing things that aren't working anymore and complaining and crying and feeling bad. Like, you can grow your business so much faster if you change these things and do this. Like, it works. So I feel like that's my duty and my responsibility as the business owner that I own is to use advertising to get my stuff out there in front of people and show them what I can do for them and help them to get out of their own way and help to change their perspective and help them to start thinking about, maybe I should do this, you know? So you need to use that energy that you have. Like, if there's a service that you offer or a product that you offer that you just freaking love, like, you are passionate about this, you know it works, you're so confident, then, like, there's people out there that need that, and it is your job to get it out there in front of them. Don't just sit around and wait for them to find you. They won't. They're not searching for you. They're busy with their own lives and they're distracted and they've got other shit going on. It's your job to run the ads that gets it in front of their face, that they go, oh my God, I need this. Or, wow, that's exactly what I, like, that will help me. Or, this business looks really cool. Like, other people are saying good things about them too. Like, I gotta go check them out, you know? Six is, remind yourself regularly that you are a serious business and serious businesses advertise. This is what got me advertising in the start, and it's because I was working at as a graphic designer at a signage and print company that worked with a lot of big businesses. Like, I did the graphic design and the signage for things like Domino's and Harvey Norman and I'm trying to think of other ones, but they're like just large businesses and franchises. I did a lot of the graphic design and the signage for those guys. I didn't do their ads for them because I wasn't in advertising back then. I was in, you know, print and signage. Business cards, promotional products like fridge magnets, flyers, presentation folders, banners for events. Like, I did all of that kind of stuff. And I saw how much money these big businesses were spending on their branding, their marketing and their advertising. Actually, no. Well, look, I actually was in advertising back then because flyers are advertising, aren't they? And banners are advertising. I never had that realization until right now. You guys, you are hearing me figure something out. I have been in advertising since I was 19. Wow. I never thought about it like that. Mind blown. Anyway, just not online advertising. It was old school print advertising. Cool. I'm going to use that in my story somewhere. Moving on. I saw all these serious businesses spending money on advertising. So as soon as when I went and started my business and when I had went, you know, I did free advertising and free online marketing first to get clients in. I did a little bit of paid, you know, flyer drops. And obviously I worked at a signage company, so I got my own signage and A-frames and everything made. Did my car signage, had vehicle signage as well. But I went into business just with this belief that if I am a serious businesses advertise. So I started advertising as soon as advertising was an option on social media, as soon as boosted posts became a thing. They weren't in the first couple of years on Facebook. It was all organic. And then they decided to allow advertising. I was like, well, yeah, I just gave myself a budget of $50 a week to spend on ads. Some weeks I spent more. If one of my ads did really well, I'd spend more on it and get it because it was making me more than I was spending. But I was like, even if my ad doesn't work this week, I'm still spending $50 on it. That's the rule I gave myself. That's the budget allowance I gave myself for advertising. And that's how I figured out what works and what doesn't, because I committed to advertising my ideas or putting my ideas out there. And that's how I learned which ads that I wrote, which offers that I put out there, which templates that I've now got worked really, really well and which ones didn't. And that's how partly now I have the confidence to see someone else's ad and be like, no, that will not work. Why? Because I have done that and I learned that it doesn't work. This is what works. This style is what people respond to. This is what gets the clients in. So that's now what I teach. But if you want your business to be serious and be taken seriously by your market, by your ideal clients, serious businesses advertise. Cool. That was all of the points that I had. Hopefully that was really, really helpful for someone else as well as Sherilyn. I think I'm really glad that she asked that question because I think it's, very important to be aware of. And you do need to change your perspective and your beliefs in order to become more successful in business. It is the main thing that holds people back is their thoughts around things. Like if you just think, you know, there's that saying, if whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. If you think that you're annoying, then you're going to forever think that until you change that thought. It's probably not even true. But our thoughts and emotions lie to us all of the time because they're trying to keep us safe. They're trying to keep us out of danger. So if you've got like perceived danger in your mind that someone's not going to like me if I do this and that's a threat, then you're going to hold yourself back from doing that because you see it as pain and you want to avoid the pain that comes from that. So if you are ready to step up and take your business growth more seriously, become a more serious business owner, you do need to manage your thoughts and beliefs. And you need to see yourself, you need to program yourself to be like, I am a serious business owner. Like write this down every day if you need to. Stick it on your mirror. Do whatever you need to do to change your thoughts. I am a serious business owner. Serious businesses take things seriously. Serious businesses advertise. You know, they don't just try to do the cheapest, most budgety thing all the time. Definitely in the beginning I did that. I did in the beginning. So I know that if you're on a budget, like I had no money when I started my business, different topic, but I just did a reel about this the other day. I literally started my business. I had $800 in my bank account. I spent $500 of those dollars to buy a spray tanning machine and tent and kit, and some solution. And then I started putting posts out online, trying to get some people coming in for like cheap spray tans, just so I could practice and learn, and then just kind of spread the word organically a little bit. And I couldn't even decorate the room that I had because I had no money. And like every week when I made a little bit more money, I'd go to Kmart and get something to make the room a bit prettier. I'd buy myself a little table to put things on. I'd buy myself a little box to put cash in. Like just gradually I worked my way up, earning more money and spending it to build my business. Never had a loan, never had a credit card. So yeah, if you're in that point, then sometimes that's what you need to do, but you can still learn things for free. Like go to YouTube, read blogs, listen to podcasts like this one, whatever you can, ask people for help, use Facebook groups. But you need to manage your mindset in order to be successful. It is one of the most important things, because you can have this, someone can give you a strategy that works, but if you think you're not good enough for it, or you think this or that is not going to work, you think it's not going to be good enough, like that's the thought, that's what's going to manifest into your reality, and it's going to hold you back from really going for it. So if you liked this podcast episode, please come into my Coffee with Carissa Facebook group and tell me, or message me on Instagram, give it a 5-star rating, leave me a review. I would love that. Share it with somebody who might also need to hear this. Send them the link, or share it in your stories or wherever. I think it's an important message. So my Instagram is Carissa Hill Coach. And hopefully I will see you online and maybe one day soon help you to grow your business with advertising as well.